Yeah, Billy Joel to get us going on Thursday morning, Friday's Eve here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you doing, big fella?
How are you, horse?
What's the story with you?
How's your old head today?
It's there, as it always is, looking all unusual and out of place on the top of me shoulders.
So just like at myself. That's good.
What's the story? Nothing strange.
No, thank
God.
You
weren't up that yesterday. You didn't go anywhere or do anything nice.
I didn't. No. A very normal kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So normal kind of a thing. I can't even remember what kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that myself, yeah.
I had an awful episode, if I'm being honest with you.
An awful episode?
I went out with the two dogs, right, for a walk. I thought,
right.
You know, it's nice. I like you walking in the rain, you know.
Indeed.
And so you get the whole sort of place to yourself. And it was still, it was nice. It was, you know, it turned around now, the wind in the face is slightly uncomfortable, but I was still enjoying myself.
Right.
And then the two dogs took off. So what are they doing? Jesus. I thought, they after catching a squirrel, I thought.
Right.
Two of them were eating a human poo.
A human poo?
Jim, they were eating the human poo.
Oh.
And the smell off their breath. I couldn't put them in the car.
Oh,
I couldn't put them into the car. And then I says, I'll take them down. I have to put them into the sea. I have to drag them into the sea. The tide was out. The tide was out, Jim. The tide was out. I was like, what am I going to do?
Oh, my
so
God.
I was trying to get them to eat grass. Oh, my stomach was trying. And then someone was like,
brush your teeth. You're not getting into this car. You brush your teeth.
I was texting a friend of mine then in a rage. And they were like, how do you know it was a human poo? I was there to use thing beside
it. Oh, jeepers tonight.
They were trying to eat the paper.
Oh, stop. Where was this?
This was in St. Anne's Park.
Somebody had done a poo in St. Anne's Park.
There's a load of people doing poos, man. We need to talk about this.
That's ridiculous.
Since lockdown, there's human poos all over the place.
People are just going into parks. Yeah, and
people who are joggers who've never jogged before, and they're getting caught out. And people, young people, Jim, young people who have no toilets.
Oh, my God.
And there's human pills everywhere. We need to talk about
I tell you.
I wasn't even going to share that, except you started talking about her weird heads, and then I couldn't help myself.
So it was my fault.
Yeah, it was your.
Yeah, it's Brittany and Baby One More Time here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 2nd of July, 13 minutes past 6. Let's get straight on to the birthdays and never speak of that first thing ever again.
I think we should later in the day. But that's up there. I know it's
could be. I tell you something.
It's so disgusting.
Magic Mike's poo patrol is going to take on a whole new meaning. This.
Poor old Magic Mike. When he gets his first shoe full of human, he'll know it will be a different story. I can tell you.
Right.
That much.
Listen.
Yes.
I've something to cheer you up.
Deadly.
Because the birthdays aren't bad today.
Good.
But the first one, I'll be bitterly disappointed if you don't get the first one, because he's an absolute hero of yours.
Right.
A hero of yours, the one and only Larry David.
Ah, Larry David. God, the new series. Have you watched it yet?
Not yet, no.
Ah, you have to watch it. It's on Sky. It's on the Now TV, man. Ah, it's so good. He's
kind of you, really, isn't he? He's you.
He's a slightly older, crankier version, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I think you're right. You're definitely hitting the nail on the head there somewhere.
And I like the fact that he's responsible not just for Curb Your Enthusiasm, but Seinfeld is pretty impressive.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a lot of kind of comedian, isn't he? He's a lot of other people in the business look up to him.
I think so, yeah, that's fair. Especially when it comes to, you know, making television without a script and just knowing how to direct people and basically saying, I don't know what you're supposed to say. Just, this is where I want the scene to end and let it go. Like, it's brilliant. It's
because Ricky Gervais loves him as well. He's a hero for Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, he's so. He gets into so much trouble. Like, if you liked the earlier seasons, the last one is, I think it might be the best of them.
Brilliant.
And
will it be like the last, as in that's the last he'll ever make?
Well, look, sir, he said that 15 years ago, and here we are talking about the one that came out this year. So who knows? Who knows?
Right, an age on the man. Your hero, Larry David, is.
You see, he's probably not as old as he looks. I'd say 64.
Wow, this is going to come as a bit of a shock to you, buddy. He's 73.
Wow, he is as old as he looks.
I'm afraid so.
Wow.
What you see is what you get.
I'm delighted for him. I'm delighted.
He did very well growing into his face there.
He grew into his face quite well. There you go.
Good stuff.
I'm happy that.
73 for Larry David. Right, Jerry Hall, former Mrs. Jagger, of course.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Former supermodel as well.
Of course, yeah. As if Jagger would be going, yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. As if Mick Jagger would be going around with, you know, anybody who wasn't a supermodel.
And judging by the way his Rolling Stones carry on, former child bride by any chance?
I don't know. They were together a long time ago, weren't they?
They were together a long time, yeah. Yeah, they were. A long time.
But a long time ago. Like, they're split up a long time, aren't they?
Were they, yeah?
I thought they were. Maybe they're not.
Oh, I don't know.
So how would you keep up?
I can't be keeping up. Should they go through more girlfriends than anyone else? Except for your man, the drummer. The lad that works in the credit union.
Yeah, he's never had a date.
He'd be like, no. No. I wouldn't be into that. I'm too busy sorting out the...
Yeah, I have to iron me jeans.
Yeah, I have to iron me jeans and go through the loan accounts for the northern counties. Yeah. No.
Oh, wow. Jerry Hall, right, so...
Jerry Hall, she's not young now either, you know what I mean?
Right.
But she's obviously not nearly as old as Mick.
No, to be fair. No, so she's not... Mind you, how old is
71,
Mick?
71, maybe, is she?
She's 64.
Ah, yeah, so she's way younger than him.
How old is Mick, by the way?
Oh, 95, I think, isn't he?
Something right. Like that. Another one of your own, another comedy legend. I like this guy, even though, to be honest with you, I mean, by comedy standards today, a lot of it's really safe. But I just like him. Peter Kay. Mm. Is celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, there's great stuff.
Yeah, Phoenix Knights and Max and Paddy and... You know, and just his stand-up.
I don't know if you call anything safe anymore in comedy. Like, you know.
Yeah, but his is kind of like, his is your ma-friendly kind of comedy.
He'll get in trouble for something. I guarantee you now, someone will eventually go through his stuff and say, the gender roles in his thing are absolutely...
Yeah, probably, yeah. Well, yeah, he'll get into trouble because didn't he famously dress up as a woman for that comic relief thing?
There you go, that's all you need to know.
You're right, he's straight into bother.
Yeah, there's no...
Comedy rebel, Peter Kay.
There's no such thing as safe. Biscuit, remember that outrageously insulting biscuit routine? Remember that one? Oh, yeah. It was disgusting.
I think if you dig deep below the hobnob reference, you see where he's going.
Yeah, you know what he meant. He was talking about sticking his... Oh, it was awful. Right, I got to say, Peter Kay, who hasn't been around for a long time, actually, since that sort of health thing or family thing, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He put that thing in cancel.
He pulled out of the big tour.
Yeah, and there hasn't been anything since.
God, I'd forgotten about that, yeah.
But I think he's like...
I think I might have had tickets for that.
He owes you a few quid.
Yeah. Peter Kay. Jabers. Ring me, will you?
Yeah, for God's sake. 48.
Oh, not bad. 47.
Wow, okay.
47, yeah. The last kind of official one for you, right?
Right.
Is Lindsay Lohan.
Ah, Lilo.
Wild child Lindsay Lohan.
She is nuts.
Although she's not a child really anymore. But
no,
fairness,
but she's...
Did you ever see that thing on... I don't know what it was on, MTV or what it was on, where... She was like, she was running a hotel or something. And she did it with a load of... took people off the street or something.
I didn't see this, but I heard about it.
Mad as a push.
And I remember, I think we did a story about it here at the time.
Yeah.
Which was a bit...
Oh, she's absolutely off her nut, that woman.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Like, pure bonkers, like.
Oh, yeah. And not even in a sort of a, you know, just... Like, you know, just a normal conversation type stuff. Not even like, you know, wild kind of antics.
Yeah.
Just...
See, it was all quirky, you know, when she was a kid and she was doing movies.
Yeah.
And then it just never ended, you know. Never grew out of it.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, it'd be like, if I, for instance, used to, like, insist on wearing shorts and running around with dogs all the time as a kid, and if I still did it today as an adult...
And it's still happening, people.
You'd be like, yeah, there's something not right there, you'd say.
Hmm.
Bit weird. So I gotta say, she's like 46, 47.
But she's only 34.
Whoa!
Isn't that weird?
Whoa.
34.
The madness on that face. Madness.
I mean,
madness.
I'd have said
you,
she was easily your age, I would have said.
Easily.
That's
mad,
isn't it? 34 she is.
Insanity is very bad for the skin, man. I'm telling you now. It's very bad for the skin. It's not good.
Dermatologists everywhere, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they'd be there going,
what you need to do is now, you need to pack in a little bit of the insanity.
Yeah.
Try and be normal for
a
while.
The more people you see that aren't there, the more wrinkles you get.
Right, and then the last one, you're kind of curveballed for no other reason than I just love his name. It is the birthday of Pete Briquette.
Oh, yeah. Of the Boomtown Rats.
Absolutely.
He was famously related to Dave McSavage.
Is he?
Yeah, I think they're cousins, yeah.
That somehow makes a whole load of sense.
Doesn't it? Mm. Well, they're a mad family, man.
Absolutely.
It's Ryan Tuberty.
Well, he's a cousin or something, is he?
Yeah, he's the first cousin, I think, of Dave McSavage.
And then the dad was a minister.
Was the minister of... for Fianna. He's the fella that took all the trams office or something, isn't he? Or was it the other fella?
It's Andrews,
David
isn't
Andrews,
it? David
yeah.
Andrews, yeah.
His brother is a TD.
Barry.
And then there's...
Him going around going... In fact, I couldn't repeat half of the stuff he does on the television.
Barry or Dave?
No, Dave McSavage.
Yeah, Dave McSavage and Pete Briquette.
Dave McSavage, who famously told me once that he doesn't have a telly. Similar to you, but I think in his case, he meant like he just doesn't watch anything.
No, he doesn't watch anything. Yeah, he doesn't watch anything at all.
That is an eclectic bunch of people,
isn't it really, yeah.
Yeah. Family get-togethers and their gaff must be incredible.
Imagine.
And Pete Briquette coming in.
Yeah, Pete Briquette coming in and just sitting at the end of the table singing songs or plucking a banjo or whatever he'd be doing. Right, I'm going to say he's like 67.
Not bad. 66.
Ah, okay.
Two skirting the posts today.
Ah, well, I did me best.
Absolutely. Right, that's the birthdays for today, 2nd of July, just 6:22.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara, just 6:32. Bit of respite today from the old rain, yeah?
It seems so, yeah.
A bit of a sunny day.
Hazy sunshine, but sure, look, we'll take it.
Ah, yeah, I'll take that.
Are you having a holiday?
Might have a little break, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it. You know what I mean? When the sun shines,
when you have a window,
you got to make hay.
You've got to take the opportunity while they're coming.
Absolutely. Which one of you was that?
I tell you, it's me.
Who was making those extraneous noises?
Do you really need to ask?
Yeah. Who's the deafest person in the room? That's to turn everything up to the max, so that it doesn't blow the head off him. Sorry about that.
Come here, listen. Have you revisited after your initial experience? Because you did famously book your table for literally Monday. We're now into Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Have you revisited? We attempted back.
The weekend is coming. Yeah.
I went out on Monday. Had a lovely dinner with my other half and the children. My children. Yeah. I went out on Tuesday.
<That's> fantastic. Write these down, PJ. This is going to be classic. Down,
yeah. Considered last night, but decided
you held
to give
back
it a
last night.
I did. I held back last night, but I'm going out again tonight. And then sure, it's Friday. What are you going to do?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So Tara's version of taking it slow is, well, I didn't go out Wednesday night.
No, I didn't go out. I gave it a break on Wednesday. Middle of the week.
I'm easing myself back in. Yeah. I only did the six nights.
Tara's the only one who doesn't have to make a book and she doesn't have to call to make a book. And she calls to say, listen, I'm not going to be there. So if you want to let that table go.
Yeah. I won't have the usual tonight, Tony. Thanks all the same.
Are you all right?
I'm easing myself in. Okay, yeah. You can let at least two staff go for tonight. 80s classic Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. George Michael with Fast Love. Just ahead of it, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock Thursday, 2nd of July, Friday's Eve. We prefer to think about it about these parts.
That's what it is.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and letting us hang out with you. By the way, though, to be honest, you.
Me?
You.
What did I do now?
You absolutely traumatised poor... Suzanne in Cloney.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, she decided, show something. The lads are good crack. I'll actually tune in a bit early this morning. It was our first time tuning in right from the get-go at 6 o'clock in the morning. What's the first thing she hears? You talking about people taking pools in woods.
Well, it's a problem. I'm just saying it is a problem. And nobody's talking about it. We're all acting like it's not happening. But since lockdown...
Yeah. It's all right for you, Suzanne, burying your head in the pillow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not out there watching your dogs.
They may not be doing it in Cloney.
Yeah.
But I tell you.
In the parks of the north side of Dublin, there's dogs feasting on jobbies.
Oh,
and it's absolutely disgusting. And I'm upset over it.
Well, you've upset half the nation.
Oh, have I?
Literally lifting their head off the pillow. Oh, turn the lads on for a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
And there you are. Munching it. Oh.
Oh, it was just Scott Jim. I'm sorry for everyone.
I'm barely getting through me jug of coffee here.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean,
traumatized there.
They say this is the problem, isn't it? They say to you, share if you have a problem or something upset you, share it, speak it, say it to people. And then you do. And what happens? Everyone tells you to shut up. They tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Well, I tell
don't
you.
Be saying that.
What? Yeah, don't be sorry. Well,
you said I was supposed to be myself.
No one wants to hear about your dog eating a human poo. Well, I want to talk about it. I'm upset.
Anyway, listen, Suzanne, our sincere apologies that that's what greeted you first thing this morning.
I am sorry about that now. That was, maybe you should have.
By the way, I tell you, check this out. Phil I Am, you know, our official North of England ambassador.
Yeah.
Phil I Am in Newcastle there. He's about to take on a 5K wearing a 20K weighted vest.
Oh, my God. Fair play to you, Phil. That's serious going. Jeepers, I don't know. I carried 20K at Len's bedroom yesterday there for session, and I tell you, I didn't agree with me.
Yeah, that's no big deal to me. I carry an extra 20K around me midsection at the moment, so that's so no, it's no big deal, Phil. Trust me.
Yeah, but it's
I've been walking around with it all day.
He does, but it is a hell of a belt buckle. It is. You want to see it's handmade belt buckle?
It's from Nashville.
Yeah. He robbed it out of the Graceland when he was there years ago.
Oh, anyway, best of luck with that, Phil. God, I tell you, I still haven't done an actual 5K without a weighted vest, which would even a normal vest. I haven't done the 5K. Everybody's done the 5K, bar me.
It was a real thing. It was a real lockdown thing, wasn't it? The 5K run. Did you get nominated when that was a thing going around?
Oh, sure. Even if I did, I probably would have ignored that.
I don't care. Yeah, you're dead, right?
I couldn't care.
Yeah, will I? Yeah. Good. Yeah, we'll see about that.
I'll give you £5 or something.
The best people who are putting up, like, just done me 5K and they had the hand up and everything. And they were, like, standing, wearing a shirt and tie, standing in the back garden. I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't even pretend. You didn't even put pour a bit of water on your head.
I will get around to it. I keep promising myself, right, this is it now. Monday, that's it now. It's all and then I go, oh, look at the weather. God, the rain is awful.
And now,
of course, now I'm going to have another excuse. Now I'll be thinking about doing a 5K and I'll be just about to put me runners on and I'll be thinking, God, what if I encounter one of PJ's pools?
Yeah, I don't want, or worse still, make one. You know, get caught out. I wouldn't want to be doing that. That's for sure.
Dear God, help us.
You know, I don't want to be getting the name of someone calling me Jimmy Jobby. Nobody wants that. That'd be an awful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many reasons not to get involved in a 5K, really,
I'm actually sorry I did one. Now when I think about it like that.
Oh, wow. Anyway, listen, folks. Thank you for staying the course with us. It's only 7:15. We've done enough to turn most people off at this stage. If you're still hanging in there, fair play to you. You're a sticker. Good for you.
Oh,
good for you. Well done. And I tell you, as a reward, in an hour's time, we're going to offer up €1,280 or something.
£1,280 is what we have in the hit bit today. If you get it right first time, we're going to give you a Jim's belt buckle as well. That's going to get thrown into the mix, so you'll be mad not to have a go.
Yeah. The heavyweight, it's literally the heavyweight belt.
I love the idea. The guy that's in my head is not you, by the way. The guy.
I tell you, if we were to put all of the abuse you've given me, if we were to put it all together, That'd be some caricature, that'd be. There'd be a big hairy gorilla wearing a giant belt buckle.
And his name
with
is
a bald head.
And his name is Jimmy Jabby in the morning. It's a great idea. It doesn't even look like you.
Man. Anyway, listen, so we will give you a shot at the hit bit in about an hour's time. Classichits.ie, get on it and check it out before we play. And of course, also the Breakfast Table Quiz is a great break this week. And still a low enough score. Still, are we even in double figures? I think we are yesterday.
I think we are, yeah.
We got to 10 yesterday.
We got to 10 yesterday. So 10 is the score to beat. So, 11 or more to take it away.
Absolutely.
So far, the breakfast.
So, listen, that's all to look forward to. If you are heading out and about, just be careful out there.
Yeah.
I mean, like as our friend and colleague and learned advisor PJ has told us, you never know what might be lurking. If you go down to the woods today,
you're sure of a big surprise.
Yeah, Madonna La Isla Bonita here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Thursday, 2nd of July, Friday's Eve, of course. Getting set for the weekend today, looking like it could be a decent enough day. Tara saying weather-wise might be okay.
Yeah, well, it's hotter than hell in here, so I'm hoping that
that's a good sign.
That it's at least it's nice outside.
And the thing about it being nice outside, of course, is that it could encourage you to go out and about. Maybe you'd be heading for, I don't know, parklands.
Oh, you might.
Or the woods, maybe.
Now. I love that song so much. You know what we were talking about earlier on?
Yeah.
Right?
Now, you horrified the nation, just in case anybody's only just joining us. Literally, 6 o'clock this morning, people were, raising their weary heads from their pillows to set forth into their day and PJ start talking about how his dogs had been chewing on a human poo.
They were eating a human poo, and I had proof beside the poo that it was a human one. I've never seen a dog wipe its bottom, and it was disgusting. And I'm just saying, this is a thing that has begun happening in lockdown, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, we're talking about it.
Well, now we are. We're breaking the mould.
Yeah.
We're breaking the mould. We're breaking the skin, so to speak.
Oh!
Now, that's not the only scary thing that could be going in the woods.
Exactly.
Or when you're out on a walk that you could come across. That's horrifying.
It's hard to believe there's anything more scary or off-putting than that.
Well, get this. A ghost hunter, right, over in Somerset in England, has gone after what tourists and everything have been describing as a very strange carry-on. There's an angry apparition, they're calling it, the woman in white. And this is a ghost in the woods there, right?
Right.
But she's got a very dirty mouth. So when you're walking past the woods, the ghost is shouting, F off, passers-by. Yeah. Right.
This is the worst attempt at a ghost story ever.
Well, I'm telling
you. So, a ghost that's going around swearing at people.
Hiding in the woods and shouting, F off, you! F off! Yeah. Now, a woman in 1798 was, or 1789, in the Quantock Hills in Somerset, was killed around this area. And this ghost hunter thinks he knows it's her. Now,
right.
The voice doesn't sound very womanly, but I guess a ghost...
Well,
is
I mean,
a ghost,
yeah,
right?
And I mean, at this stage now, she would be a few hundred years old.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, maybe her voice goes a bit deeper with age.
Jim, you're not wrong. You are not wrong, Jim. You are not wrong. And now he's saying what's happening here is this is the residual memory of the spirit of the woman who was killed in this spot. He says these are voices, and he says unlike many ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Where they do what they do. This one is an interactive ghost. So if you shout back, it shouts back at you. Right? So he says, now, not everybody is aware of this. But when he was out ghost hunting, he started shouting back at the ghost. And the ghost, he said, shouted back very nasty. And he would describe them as evil things. Yeah. So he said, it's really weird, right? He was out with his partner one day in the car park of this place.
Okay.
And a post-it pad came flying out and just missed his head out of from behind the trees.
So this ghost not only swears, but is up with the... uses post-it pads to get its message across.
Well, obviously...
That's brilliant. That's now... You see, that's a ghost that's taking it to a new level.
Yeah, he's lucky...
I don't know if they're listening to me. I think I'm going to have to write them a note.
Yeah, I know. He's lucky the ghost hasn't discovered Nokia phones yet. It would have killed him if I hit him on the head. Now, he was saying another time he goes, I was walking up the old canal way, which goes through the woods, and he saw something really out of place. He saw a man walking a dog.
No way.
Yeah. And he says he walked past the man with the dog and he looked back and maybe 20 or 30 seconds later. 30 seconds is not a short amount of time. No,
exactly. Yeah.
And he says the man had completely disappeared.
No way.
Yeah. And he says
it's almost as though he walked away.
It's almost as if he walked into the woods. I know. As if he had just vanished. Vanished.
That's incredible.
And he says there was no splashes in the water or anything.
No sign
that he was gone or any, no ripples in the water. So he's got determined to catch this potty-mouthed ghoul, is what he calls it. The woman in white.
Right. Yeah. Does this ghost hunter have any, like, has he, you know, is I don't know how ghost hunters are judged by maybe other ghost hunters or anybody else, you know, for that matter. But, I mean, would he be a highly respected one? Just, you know what, with the ghost answering back and sending post-it pads and stuff.
I don't want to cast aspersions on Dave. Dave Thompson from Somerset.
Yeah.
But his credentials aren't listed. It does sound more like he stumbled across someone doing a number two. And they're going, F off! He's like, jeepers. What? I'm doing a poo, F off! You know, yeah. Next thing he'd be saying, and me dog went into the woods. And whatever the ghost did to him, the smell off his breath on the way home. It would have knocked out. Oh, he must have had a visit from the devil himself.
I tell you, this is evil to the core.
Ew.
Santana, Rob Thomas, and Smooth here at Classic Hit, 16 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick happy birthday. Adrian Wilmot in Bandon Golf Course is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilmot.
Yeah, it's his 32nd birthday, apparently. His two boys, Sammy and Rian, are huge fans of the show.
Deadly. Fair play to you.
Adrian can take it or leave it. He's not pushed either way.
No, that's grand. we're saying have a good day regardless.
Anyway, Adrian Wilmot in Bandon Golf Course, happy birthday to you. Have a fantastic day. And Sammy and Rian, thanks a million for letting us know about it. 17 minutes past 7. You know, I was just thinking, after that story that you gave, right, when you told me it was going to be a ghost story, yeah, and I played the specials in Ghost Town.
Yeah.
But having heard the story, I should have played this.
Yeah.
If ever there was a story where, like, you know, somebody's going to unmask the ghost or the ghoul that's frightening people away.
Isn't it
hilarious?
And
it'll all turn out to be some lad who's trying to get planning permission.
I know.
Literally swearing at people that go by and throwing post-it pads at them.
And it's just some lad making a chocolate in the woods. Like, that's what it is. It's like, I can't believe your man is genuine. He's gone to the papers, like. He's gone to the local papers to catch, catch the ghoul.
Do you know something? That's one of those stories it would fit in that Ricky Gervais afterlife. You know the way he plays the part of the local reporter?
Oh my God, I know. Wouldn't it? You're so
right. Him sitting there as your man says, yeah, and I was in the car park and a poster pad went flying by my head.
And does this ghost make any sounds through the poster pad? Yeah, it says, F off, you! I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, and what are the ghostly sounds like? They're a bit like sort of...
Yeah. Oh, weird, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought it was freaky too.
There she goes from the Laz. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and the hit bit is promised on the way. Huge cash. It's going to stay high till it's eventually won. It's got to be won soon, you know, or at some stage at least. I mean, the money, we're getting close to as high as we've ever gotten on the money, aren't we?
Are we? Yeah, 1,280 quid. Yeah, it's not small cash, that's for sure, yeah.
I wonder how much the biggest hit bit jackpot has been, actually.
I don't know, but I do know it was a Double Money Monday because I remember when that happened, Andy didn't say a single word for 2 weeks.
That's right, he passed out that time. He didn't out, have to call that ambulance.
We were there. Even the ambulance came in and says, did you hear how much it was? And he's I can't breathe.
Magic Michael, though. But anyway, it's €1,280 at the moment, and it's yours if you can tell us the famous song that our hit bit comes from. It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? 087-188-0008. Magic Mike standing by the old WhatsApp machine. Got to give a quick shout out, PJ. Happy birthday to Shirley Ruxton.
Yeah.
In Cascade in Middleton in County Cork. Does that ring any bells?
No, Cascade. No, I didn't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's a shop or a business or something. Anyway, Shirley Ruxton listens every morning. Has everyone in work gone mad with her singing?
You can't blame us for that now.
No, exactly.
I mean, we do a lot, but we definitely don't even encourage singing.
But this is the best part about this request, right? Because it says, could you play the song Man Eater? Right,
yeah.
You know, Hall & Oates, great
ooh,
song.
Here she comes, yeah.
But the thing about, unfortunately, with the no repeat, we have to be really careful
allowed.
About putting songs in.
We're not allowed because you know so, what we were saying about Andy. The next bang might kill him.
Yeah,
because we'd be
like if
away.
You were to give away a grand on the no repeat guarantee and give away over a grand on the hit bit.
Yeah, sure, actually,
the man may never. You're right. He may never recover.
Or else we wouldn't. He'd probably kill us. Let's be honest. He'd probably kill us.
Yeah,
and as
true.
Much as that wouldn't bother most people, it would definitely bother us. So we can't do that. Unfortunately,
can't do that. And then she said, "Or wait for it, PJ. Your absolute favourite. Or a Christmas song. She loves Christmas and is already on the countdown. 25 weeks to go."
Well, here's wishing everyone in Cascade a horrible day. Christmas.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
What sort of looper the tick does be wanting a Christmas song?
Anyway, Shirley Ruxton in Cascade.
God.
Happy birthday to you. Shelley sent it in. I'm sure all the gang in Cascade wishing you all the best as well. Now, I tell you, you've gone down a supernatural wormhole.
I can't help it today. Did you know, right? We were talking about the mystery papa that are dropping around, like, that people are dropping. I was going to say dropping like flies, but dropping and attracting flies, right? That's happening everywhere.
That's probably not going to. It's not going to go, really, is it? You're going to keep that theme running.
Well, I'm just upset about it. I'm saying it was a mystery. The mysteries that need to be solved. Then
right.
We're talking about the foul mouthed ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, and that the one in Somerset that's screaming F off at everyone that walks past the woods, right?
Yeah.
Now, who knew? It's World UFO Day.
No way.
Today is World UFO Day. Today is the day. So UFO spotters of the world are coming together, sharing their stories about what happened, what happened to them, what they've seen, what the governments are up to. What's going on? Who? Maybe it's aliens that are pooping in the woods.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
or
them.
It's, yeah, maybe it's not a ghost. Maybe it was an alien who was going around in that place in England telling everybody to F off and everything.
F off,
and
yeah.
throwing post-it pads.
Yeah.
Although they'd be more advanced than that, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be still using post-it pads.
You would imagine a society or a civilization who have developed space travel to the point that they can come and land on a different planet. The last thing they're going to go is write them a post-it note and put it on the car. Yeah, I can't imagine that's going
for
to
that
be
matter, they're probably unlikely to be the ones responsible for pooping in the woods as well.
Definitely it's them. It's them.
Oh, do you reckon?
Definitely it's them, yeah. Here's me thinking, right.
You don't expect us to do it on our own planet, do you?
No, that's it. They're turning us into a toilet. We always wondered what it would be, what would happen if they came. They're taking a poo on the lot of us. That's what it
Unbelievable.
Is. Ruining the parks and beaches of Ireland. Dropping poo-poos.
Are you a UFO? What do they call them?
A believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you believe was the X-Files?
Is that what it was? Right, okay.
Do you believe was the always the sort of catchphrase of the X-Files? Do I believe?
Like, do you ever claim to have seen one?
No, I was... although I was in Phoenix, Arizona...
Right.
...on the night in 1997 when the three lights appeared in the sky and hovered over the city for 25 minutes and this music is making me get carried away with the story...
I thought you were getting a bit excited
I was there when that happened and it was this huge big deal and those pictures are still up online now and everyone said, oh, did you see the lights?
Yeah.
So, and
the lad next door
but the problem was I was there in the city. I must be the only person that
didn't see the lights.
No, I was watching telly.
The lad next door is a huge huge believer.
Really?
Oh, absolute.
Yeah.
Loves every single thing on Bloomin' Discovery or whatever, anything to do, alien anything.
They're definitely.
He's all over it. All over. He'd be full blown. They build the pyramid. They built the pyramids. They built the what? You know, he's full on.
I knew one of them, and he was saying to me, "I never."
You knew an
this.
Alien, did you?
No, yeah. Well, I knew a fella who claimed he knows what the aliens were up to.
And really?
Yeah, and he was there. Do you know what they're doing? He goes, "Right, this is why they're coming to Ireland." He says. Because they come down and they have a problem on their planet. I'm not even making this up. He goes, they have a problem on their planet and they can't have alien babies anymore. But they, but he says cow reproductives are almost identical to theirs. So they're coming down and they're stealing cow reproductive organs and they're using them to make alien babies. And that's what they do. That's why they're here. That's why you always see them in rural American land. And you never see them in the cities. Because there's no cows in the cities.
This bloke's a mate of yours, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is, yeah. He's actually
That you must love going for a jar with him. Or in the past, when you could go for a jar with anybody.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's even better going for dinner with him, because he's a great cook. And he's a great cook.
As long as you're prepared to listen to the alien stories, you get a great feed over.
Yeah, but he'd be there going, this is the thing, he'd be there, they're interfering with the cattle, and that hiking, and that, because cows have been given birth to half alien, half bull babies. And then he'd give you something to eat, and it'd be burgers, like... You know what I mean? You're like, right, I don't know if I'm really feeling like I want to eat them now.
Oh, man. So I was feeling sorry for myself there for a minute, having to listen to Wally going on about aliens all the time.
This guy's
got full blown.
He says you can see the alien silos on Google Maps if you know where to look, he goes. You can see them. They're under the sea, and you can zoom in. There's a big block there.
Yeah.
And he says, to this day, no one knows where it came from. We just know that Nixon got paid. They paid him.
Oh, they paid Nixon did they?
They paid him.
He was some man, he was, Nixon. Yeah, God, he had his finger in every pie.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I paid him to stay quiet about the whole thing for 100 years. Yeah. Unbelievable. So we've another few years left away.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it's officially UFO day today, isn't it?
And he will be having a field day. Do you know something? I haven't talked to him about a year. I may text him and ask him if he's any burgers going for dinner.
Absolutely. So yeah. Will there be gatherings and stuff? Will they be getting together now and having a look? Looking to the skies.
They will, yeah. There's in Britain and in the US, there's come togethers and sort of gatherings. Most of them are, of course, being done online. The sensible people are doing them all online rather than meeting. So there's big Zoom parties and everything tonight.
Right.
Where the alien people people get on together and they chat to each other. Or they,
alien people. So somebody's going to be in one of those big like chat room type things, and this green thing with the horns coming out of it, and everything's going to come on and go, "Hey, how's it going, lads?
How's it going, lads? Anywhere around here, I could go for the poo."
Classic hits. Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €1,280 this morning. Here's what it sounds like. And that is it. We'd love to give it away this morning. Not small money anymore. And John McGowan is going to go first. How are you, John?
What's the crack?
Not too bad, John. Thanks very much. What's the story with you? What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
What's work for you, John? Where are you heading to?
Tala Hospital.
Oh,
Tala Hospital. Very good.
What's it like in the hospitals actually now? Is it calmed down or what's the crack?
It seems to be.
It seems to be. Oh, yeah. So that's a good sign, I guess.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, John. Listen, take the cash. It's nice money. €1,280. What are you going to go for?
The Worst of the Gang to Die by Morrissey.
Oh, Morrissey.
Morrissey, right. Oh. It's hard to know whether you'd be excited if you won after guessing Morrissey, really, wouldn't you? Oh, that's fantastic.
The misery man himself. the king of the frown. Right.
Let's go to... I was going to say, let's go to our misery man. That'd be a terrible thing to say, wouldn't it?
Hey.
Sorry, yeah. Michael, sorry.
What's the great thing?
Not too bad, lads. Is it Morrissey? Oh, I'm very sorry. It's wrong.
Sorry.
That's shocking.
I like that. That's so ridiculous. Sorry about that, John.
Take it handy.
Cheers, John.
Take care. Bye bye.
Right, so Yvonne is on the second phone. Hello, second phone, Yvonne.
Somebody pick up the green phone.
Yeah.
Hiya, how's it going?
Hey, Yvonne, what's the story with you? How are you getting on today?
Oh, grand. On a week's annual leave.
Oh, lovely.
I should be in Tenerife.
Oh, I feel your pain.
Yeah, see that it was all. Oh, great, on a week off.
Yeah,
and then it suddenly went. I should be in.
Well, at least it's been nice and wet here to keep you in.
Exactly, I know.
Yeah, okay, it's gas, isn't it, that people have got caught out in the holidays. I've been 3 years not able to take a holiday because I had to work for them when they were happening. And this year I was going, finally, I get to go. Not happening. It's not happening. Right, Yvonne, we'd love to give you some money. Money for your holidays next year.
Yeah, exactly. You can save up and get a really big one.
Yeah, yeah.
What
do you think it is, Yvonne?
Is it Boys Town Gang, Can't Take My Eyes Off You?
Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Right, nice. So what do you reckon, Mike?
Yvonne, do you know what? This guess is just too good to be true, but it's wrong. It's wrong.
Okay. Thanks,
Yvonne. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye bye.
I did like them. I mean, I didn't mind them at all, those puns this morning. But
I mean, Sorcy was a bit loose now, to be honest. Come on, Michael.
Okay. That just means it got better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very, very hard to do anything with Morrissey.
Well, I mean, I just assumed you were going to go for the obvious. But in fairness to you, you didn't go for the obvious.
What is the obvious?
I thought you were going to go say to John, like, you know, heaven knows you're miserable now. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Hang the two DJs.
Yeah, that would have been good, lads. That would have been good. Yeah.
Didn't want to make you feel bad about yourself right there, Mike.
The thing was, I actually really liked Sorcy until we started coming up with our own. And now I feel bad for everybody involved.
Cheers, Michael. Right.
Thanks, Mike.
Another chance to play, of course, at Niall Boylan. What time does he actually play?
Quarter to one, I think. Are we sure? I have no clue.
80s Classic from Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits. 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, 2nd of July, Friday's Eve. Heading towards the weekend. Big American weekend for us, of course. We're going to celebrate Independence Day on Saturday.
Please.
Loads of big American classics right across the weekend.
But please, Americans, if you're listening, don't don't have street parties. We're begging you, please. You're so mad over there. Your country is so mental. It's outrageous.
So let us do it. We can do it for you properly. We'll do it safely here at Classic Hits.
Yeah.
Big American weekend ahead. But anyway, heading towards the weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us today, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, particularly if you fancy a go at the breakfast table quiz. Cracking prize off to the inn at Drumoland in County Clare. That's our prize. Lovely family break. And still only 10 to beat on that.
Still 10 to beat.
Very doable.
Yeah, it's definitely there for the taking. So 11 or more and you're in the lead in the breakfast table quiz. You know what to do.
And speaking of families, right? You know,
here it is.
PJ Gallagher. Now, he's a man of immense talents, many talents.
I mean, that,
playwright, actor, comedian, radio. How did I nearly forget radio host?
How did you nearly forget that?
But also, of course, one of the greatest agony aunts. You know, that, like, I mean, the Dr. Phils and the whatever else, they pale into insignificance.
Bunch of idiots.
Compared to the kind of advice you give out.
Don't, just because I say it in a silly accent doesn't mean it makes any sense at all.
Yeah. So now, ladies and gentlemen, this really should have gone into the life hacks section.
Should have,
this is PJ's guide to a happy marriage.
Can I just say, I said this years ago on this very show, I said this was how to make relationships a happy place, and now they've done a nationwide poll of 2,000 couples. They've all been married for 10 years or more.
Right.
The shocking statistic is only 38% of people are actually happy in their marriages.
Ouch.
They say they're extremely happy. You know, I suppose that's the thing.
That means they're faking.
Yeah. And then there's the other lot are just in this grey, apathetic survival mode. You know, let's just get through the day without killing each other. Yeah. Or, you know, whatever.
So, are you married? Yeah, I'm married. Are you happily married? I'm married.
Well.
Is it a happy marriage?
Well, I'm thankful to have
I'm married.
Thankful to be alive. Sometimes. So that's the crack with that. And the research has produced a range of tips, right, to a happy marriage. No one went to apologise is up there and always being reliable. Knowing
when to apologise.
Yeah, when right. you're the person, when you're
just
the man.
Just apologising for a start,
well,
that'd be good.
When you're the man, that's all I would say is when to apologise.
Yeah, oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's my take on it.
Who's right or wrong in this situation?
Is that important?
Well, you're the man. All right, that makes me wrong then.
I'm going to take the hit on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to for the sake of peace and quiet. So know when to apologise and always being reliable, that came top of the list. 46% of couples said those are important. Being diplomatic is highly ranked. Saying that they can agree
being
to
being diplomatic, is that the famous, does my bum look big in this? Is that where the diplomacy comes in?
I don't know. That's one of those questions. There is no right answer.
No, exactly.
The best thing to do is someone says to you, does my bum look big in this? Is just go, F off. I'm in trouble anyway. I don't know what I did to deserve that question. So you may as well just get stuck in. I'll give you a good reason. Being diplomatic. And then here's the big one. Here's the big one.
Right, this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, this unfortunately, I don't have a drum roll to hand. Let me. Do you want a drum roll particularly?
Do you know something?
Will a drum roll make a difference to you?
No, I'm actually enjoying the told you so element to this.
Oh, right, okay.
You know what I mean? If you want a drum roll, I'm happy to do it. I can perform this on any level.
Right, well, here we go. Just in case. Ladies and gentlemen, PJ Gallagher's secret to a happy marriage is...
2 TVs. Stop hanging out with each other. That's it. You're spending too much time together. Of course you're not happily married. You're with the other person all the time. Get 2 televisions.
Do you know how much you start sounding like Dr. Phil when you go that way?
Oh, really?
You're with this other person all the time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. But that's what it is. You're sitting together. What are you doing? What are you doing watching TV together? And then you just breathe. It's an epicenter of fighting. What starts? Oh, we'll watch Netflix then. Oh, grand. Oh, you watched it without me, did you? Oh, you started watching that without me, did you? Oh, you couldn't wait. You couldn't watch one of your stupid...
Well, there's no point in us watching it now if you've seen the first episode.
Yeah, you carry on. I'll sit in the kitchen and stare into the microwave. You carry... And then the best thing, peace and quiet. You watch your programmes in one room.
Has anybody ever said to you, I'll sit in the kitchen and stare into the microwave?
I would say that in the humour. And then you sit in one room, mind your own business. Let her sit in the other room, mind your own business.
So that's it. So the secret is actually, because lots of people do have multiple televisions.
Yeah,
until the guy checking the licences comes around. But generally speaking...
Just rat her out. She has a huge yoke in there. I'm upstairs on my computer all the time. I don't even need it. I'm not even allowed to watch what I want to watch. Without weird fights. We have fights. It's her telly. Ask her whose telly it is. Because it was mine yesterday when I wanted to watch the football match.
Anyway, so multiple television. So the secret is to actually just accept that you don't watch television together, then, is it?
Separate hobbies. separate, you know, walking the dog individually away from each other, a bit of space, that's it. Take turns doing that. Don't do it together. Walking together is another stupid thing. You never want to go the same way, do the same time. It's all, oh, you're going without me. Stupid. And then there's, and watching the same, and get different televisions, sit in different rooms. I would say cook your own meals. That's not on the list, but I would do that.
Wow. It's extraordinary that your secret to love and happiness in a relationship is a lot of staying apart.
Phone her in the other room. Are you all right? Yeah. I'm delighted to hear it.
Yeah. It makes me happy to know that you're all right there.
If you ever need anything, you know where I am.
Yeah, good tune. Dr. Alban, Sing Hallelujah here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim with the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way. Last call if you fancy having a go and beating that score of 10 for the great break to the Inn at Tremolant. 087-188-0008. While you're doing that, it's time to celebrate the word of the modern generation. Outrageous, man, I'm all on my body. Outrageous, man, I'm at a party. Outrageous, yeah. I'm a sexy jean. Outrageous. Outrage. If you're not outraged now, actually, I'm not even trying. There's loads of things to be outraged at.
Outrage is everywhere.
You can literally find, I tell you, who knows the next thing that people will be outraged about?
I know it.
Do you know it?
I know it. I have it. Jim, I have it.
What is it?
First of all, we are outraged. We're outraged with lads. They're not middle-aged men.
Oh, sure, yeah. Everybody's outraged at us. We're terrible people.
I am one, and even I am outraged with them. And then there was the statues. We were outraged at statues. We
That's
didn't
true,
like statues.
Yeah. Literally inanimate objects. Yeah. And we got outraged
and
at them.
And then people who are not... People who are doing anything different to us in the virus, we were outraged at that.
Absolutely.
Here's the new one. And a mother has discovered how much germs is on a wooden spoon, and she has said she will not rest until they are banned. It's outrage. Outrage.
We're now outraged at wooden spoons.
Yeah, and it's all a conspiracy.
Long overdue.
Get rid of the wooden spoon. It's trying to kill us all in our sleep. While you may have thought that scrubbing your spoon with a bit of washing up liquid and a bit of a sponge, or maybe even you are one of these people like Jim who puts it into a dishwasher thinking he's safe. Yeah. No, Jim.
Well,
you're not
I mean,
safe.
I literally thought if I nearly boiled it.
Yes.
Surely boiled wood couldn't do you any harm.
More fool you.
Oh,
more fool
I'm outraged
you.
At myself for even thinking
so
that.
So she took her wooden spoon out and she soaked it in boiling water. And she says, have you ever soaked your wooden spoon in boiling water after a wash? Have you? Didn't think so. Well, do it. You'll see an oily substance and germs everywhere. Wooden spoons are disgusting. So she's announced this, and I have to say, the movement against the wooden spoon has...
Is it the new Twitterati kind
new
of
Twitterati,
thing?
It's
a new campaign.
As one person said, no wooden spoons or boards would be in my kitchen at all. Vile, disgusting pieces of... really? Like, this is
who'd
not,
have thought you could get that emotional about a wooden
I'm
spoon?
I'm telling you. Another person said, oh, you people just don't know how to live. You're supposed to leave it in the sun so it dries out naturally and gets rid of the bacteria. But of course, it's the spoon's fault. Basically, not
oh,
all
wow.
spoons.
So there's a campaign. Wow, this is brilliant. So there is another side to the argument. There's the pro-spoon and the anti-spoon campaign.
I'm telling you, I don't know how Niall Boylan's show is going to avoid talking
Absolutely.
About this.
Absolutely. I assume it's
issue.
Going to be the topic of the day.
Yeah, others then this other woman came on to defend the spoon. And she goes, you might have a dirty spoon in your house. You're in your dirty house. But I don't know of anyone that's ever gotten sick from using a wooden spoon. To which the retort then from other women says, typical spooner talking about these disgusting things and defending them when everybody that knows anything knows you should have a silicone spatula if you want to have any sort of cleanliness in your house.
I love the fact that somebody's been tagged as a spooner.
A typical spooner.
Typical spooner.
Typical spooner.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's a proper full outrage on both sides.
Oh yeah, it's a proper fight. Yeah.
Spooners
yeah.
v.
Spooners and
spatulas.
Spooners and silicone spatula people. Yeah. And they're not getting on. They're not getting on.
I'm not sure I'm right for this world.
Oh, neither am I. I'm not cut out for it, man.
I'm getting really tired.
Watching people.
I can't summon up that enough outrage. I'm not able for it.
I don't like there's 100
wooden
people.
Wooden spoons.
Wooden spoons, man. And a celebrity chef has been dragged into it.
No way!
Yeah, someone from Australian Master Chef, he's been dragged into it. And he's like trying to explain that, okay, right, a wooden spoon may look clean on the outside, but it probably will be harbouring gunk on the inside. He says the best thing to find out is your spoon is clean is by putting it into the bowl of boiling water. And then he said, give it a sniff. Of course, then he was called a spoon-sniffing lunatic.
There was outrage at his spoon-sniffing antics.
Oh, yeah, sniffing the spoon. It shouldn't be in the house in the first place.
Oh,
my
God.
Why not use a spatula? The spatula people then went, the spatulas are hygienic, they're heat-resistant, they're flexible. Is your wooden spoon flexible? I think not. Great for getting into the corner of a pan, or even a skerrick. I don't even know what a skerrick is. Or getting skerrick out of a bowl. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Right, still no the wiser on what skerrick is, but anyway.
Neither am I. So it's absolutely, you know, it's crazy.
Come here, listen,
stuff.
An interesting...
Crazy stuff.
Interesting things just come in on WhatsApp. Interesting point has been raised. Let me see if I can give credit where it's due on this. This has come in from David. He says, but the trouble is, if we ban the wooden spoon, how will we raise our kids?
Exactly. And maybe the germs are getting into the spoon because our mas are battering us around the kitchen with them. Maybe that's how the germs got into it in the first place.
That could be it, yeah. Maybe those spooners are strict disciplinarians.
Yeah, you know.
And they're, you know, using it on the bottoms of unsuspecting, you know, shorts.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Or maybe that's what, maybe the silicone spatula people, maybe they're the ones with the little precious children. They're not allowed out because of the germs. Who knows? Spatula kids. Maybe the kids of the future, maybe the spatula kids are just, that's the new one for helicopter parents, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
See those kids, jeez, they're so sensitive, you can't hit them anywhere, they're always crying. Spatula people.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score, hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Right, so this week we're sending you off to the perfect family staycation destination. The Inn at Drumoland in County Clare. We've got a two-night family stay. Breakfast each morning and that fantastic three-course evening meal at the Inn at Drumoland. And remember, lots of ways to enjoy food. This is a biggie for PJ and myself, the fact that they do all these all-inclusive three- and five-night family staycation packages. So it's all very well if you want to go and do the swimming and the crazy golf and the tennis and the play-in and all that sort of stuff. But what about, as well as breakfast, dinner, and all that sort of stuff. They do picnics, pizza nights, snack packs.
Oh, wow.
And then you get vouchers to be used towards food and drink in the award-winning Shanigans. Did I say that right? I keep wanting to say Shenanigans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you said yesterday, I think, didn't you?
Shanigans Gastro Pub and Deerfields Restaurant. It's a foodie heaven, PJ.
Picnics, pizza nights and snack packs.
Oh.
Get out of it. That's all I want.
Have it. All the info you need, theinn@drumoland.ie is the website.
Yes, yeah, so now we've got to get our player because 10 is the score to beat. So 11 or more puts you into the lead. And Brendan O'Boyle is going to play this morning. Hiya, Brendan.
Morning, lads. How you doing?
Oh, good, Brendan.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm a bit traumatised all the talk about wooden spoons.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the old slap of a spoon there in the day?
I'll tell you one thing. You'd never be worried about a silicone spatula, would you?
No, you're dead right.
If you're a silicone spatula, you'd barely feel that.
Yes,
you wouldn't leave a mark at all.
No, not at all.
You'd laugh at the mad person wiggling the spatula at you.
Should we
run towards it instead of running away, wouldn't you?
We'd have never ended up on the straight and narrow if it had been spatulas, would we?
No.
We'd have all been wild.
No, a spatula couldn't even hurt your feelings. Right, so let's do this, Brendan. You have 11 is the score you need, 10 the score to beat, double numbers. It's high enough, but we can probably get there.
Well doable for Brendan, well doable. You ready to go, man?
Ready to rock.
Best of luck, here we go.
What O is the term that describes remote areas of Australia?
Outback.
What snooker star was known as the Hurricane?
Alex Higgins.
If someone is behaving very well, they're said to be as good as what metal?
Gold.
What was the first name of artist Van Gogh?
Vincent.
In what Irish county is the International Rose of Tralee contest held?
Kerry.
In which country is Copacabana Beach?
Colombia.
It's Brazil. In what sport could you be 30 love?
Tennis.
In Thailand, is it the northern or southern hemisphere?
Northern.
What does this first C in the initial CBBC stand for?
Children.
Who played Dr. Doug Ross in the TV series ER?
George Clooney.
If you were sailing from Dunleary to Holyhead, what sea would you be crossing?
The Irish.
In the children's book, what does the BFG stand for?
Big friendly giant.
What Saint's cross is used on the flag of England?
In Bridge. Oh, Georgia.
Yeah, what classical composer wrote The Messiah?
Handel.
It is Handel. It is Handel.
Well done, sir. That's a sound.
You're
going
to give me the outback now that I said it before he did it.
I'm just waiting on. I'll wait on an official thing from Michael, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
I
Brendan,
know. You'll
honest.
Have to listen back to what I'd say to see which one of us said it first.
Definitely me, PJ. You were a bit slow on that one. Normally, you wouldn't be, now, in fairness.
Yeah. All right. Well, now,
just to bring you the official update from Mike, his actual expression is no, no way.
Ah, sorry, Brendan.
We'll have to get the spatula after.
We'll have to get the spatula on the mic, yeah.
Mike, careful now. The spatula could be coming for you. Right, it could be still good enough, Brendan. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Ah, you didn't need it, Brendan. You are flying, so you're right up there in the lead.
There's another day to go, lad.
Ah, sure. Don't be worrying about that, Brendan. Be the optimist. I mean, look us, you know.
Ever the optimist.
You can go back and take your spatula out.
Yeah, we'll wiggle it at tomorrow's player and scare
absolutely.
The
night. I wiggle a wooden spoon at Mike if I don't have a 13 in the Stewart Inquiry.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, listen, Brendan, well done. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself.
Thank
cheers.
You very much.
See you guys. Thank you. Bye.
There we go. 12 to beat now on the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Guaranteed Irish, something happens in Parachute here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 10 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, of course. And as we mentioned, on Monday, the cinemas opened again. Yeah, you can go back to the cinemas. Actually, we were saying at the time with the cinemas opening again that the social distancing thing and the whole restrictions might actually work in your favour.
Definitely, it's
going back to the
it's
cinema.
About time we weren't allowed to sit beside each other in cinemas and give us all a bit of space, enjoy the movie.
Could actually be the perfect time to go to the cinema.
It really is.
Where nobody can, you know,
come near you.
Park themselves right in front of you or beside you.
What's going on there? Who's your man? Is he the guy that was the detective at the start?
Or even worse...
Exactly. So cinemas open, so which is a big deal in Ireland, of course, because famously that's a statistic that's always rolled out all the time about how we have one of the biggest cinema-going publics per capita or whatever.
Yeah,
we're big into
it. Yeah.
But apparently, we just love the movies. Full stop. And the whole kind of pandemic thing highlighted just how much we love movies. Some more than others, it appears.
And the classics. We went mad for the classics. All the old stuff that we'd normally maybe. Save for Christmas and stuff. We've been watching through the pandemic, so the old pandemic classics is a real thing now.
Somebody actually sent in on WhatsApp that it was actually specifically for your benefit, but I thought you were having a hard enough day not to highlight it. Was that you know, you can actually get Christmas movies. There's a special for the month of July Christmas movies channel. Yeah. One of them are showing all the Christmas
are
movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Somebody sent it in on WhatsApp earlier on. I can't remember which channel it is.
You just can't satiate Christmas people. Sure you can't. You just can do nothing to make those people happy. They want to ram it down your neck all year. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I think the idea was that it was like that. You know, remember there was that initiative about people putting up Christmas lights to cheer everybody up?
I know. I'm still upset with that. And that was in March. I'm still upset over that, yeah.
Anyway, some of the Christmas classics were big, were they?
They were. Some of the Christmas classics were absolutely huge. So here's the thing. Now TV did a big survey about what movie buffs have been watching for comfort watching. You know, instead of sitting down and being challenged or maybe made scared by a horror movie they don't know or whatever.
Right.
We've been watching stuff we know, we like, we love. It makes us feel sort of comfortable and
warm,
you know,
and fuzzy.
At ease and warm and fuzzy, yeah. Kind of weird that Die Hard is on that list, but it is.
Die Hard. So people love a bit of this.
It's Christmas Eve in L.A. California.
Is Daddy coming home soon?
Well, we'll see what Santa and Mommy can do, okay?
A New York cop, John McLean, has come to see his wife.
I missed you.
Instead... he's going to have to save her.
Sit down.
Ah, yeah. Nothing says Christmas like terrorists attacking a building and, you know, yippee-ki-yay, etc.
Mind you, nothing does say Christmas to me as much as one man running for his life. So I do understand... to some degree what the story is there.
And it's still, I mean, I know that obviously you heard at the start the old Let It Snow, it's set around Christmas and John McClane coming home and all that sort of stuff, but I never think of that as a Christmas movie.
Never do. I like it too much to think it's a Christmas movie. You know, and this is the thing, they've looked as well at how people are watching these movies as well. You know, they're saying, so what way are people comfort watching their movies?
Right.
This is why I think they're using the classics, because 1 in 10 say that when they're on Zoom calls for work,
they're secretly watching.
So they're in a meeting and they're going, yeah, yeah, oh yeah, 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 I understand you. And they're literally looking over the screen after what they're while they have their headphones in, listening to the movie, which I think is kind of class. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think Magic Mike is actually doing that at the moment. He's supposed to be on the show with us.
Yes.
Right, but I think he's actually kind of, you know, one ear on us, and I think in the background he's probably watching a movie as we speak.
Yeah, what are you watching, Mike?
Oh, sorry, lads. I was just watching a movie there. I'm joking, but I definitely could do that, but I don't because I'm such a hard worker, you know.
Yeah. Look, it's okay. Andy's. I think Andy's gone out of the office. I think you're all right. I think you.
Right.
You
don't have to lie. Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's actually such a Magic Mike guilty pleasure.
That would be amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finding Nemo. Is it because your kids want to watch it, Mike? No.
No, they're actually the comfort movies for me. The animation movies, the Toy Stories, the Finding Nemo's. There's a great movie called The Bee Movie. Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
there are. To be honest with you, some of those anime. I mean, obviously Shrek broke the mold as well, like animated. But my God,
brilliant! What,
all great movies.
Yeah, and Up is a great movie to watch. You know,
yeah.
Although it's a bit sad now.
No,
for
that's sad. Yeah,
and that
that's
other sad. One. That, what's that? There's another one a bit like that Bee Movie, Mike. And it's. Is it Ants or something? Was that?
Oh, the
no
Ants
one that has
one
Woody
well, yeah.
Harrelson in it or
and
was, something. Or not Woody Harrelson,
Bugs
Woody
Life
Allen.
And Ants. I can't
yeah,
which one,
one of
it
those.
Was.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great movies.
Look
great
at this.
Movies.
Which Ant movie was the best? Radio question of the year right there. But there's also other ones on the list, like so far as Dirty Dancing is on the list. And
I can well believe
of
that.
Of course, right up there, Christmas movie of all time. That, again, has nothing to do with Christmas. The Wizard of Oz.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Fantastic. And the other benefit of The Wizard of Oz is that it actually takes the entire pandemic to watch it because it's so blooming long.
The whole day. It always reminds me of this show, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's just lovely. Hear that, Mike?
Yeah, it's 4 hours long and Jim is pulling the levers behind the big curtain. And I'm Can walking you know? Around going, if I only had a brain. It's a great show.
Do you know what I came across recently? You two boys, a couple of months ago, had to act out a scene from The Wizard of Oz as Dublin characters, if you remember that correctly,
oh,
as Dublin
right.
gangsters.
What?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
I know. Yeah. So I'm going to put it up on Facebook this morning, right?
You're
yeah.
joking.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it awful, Michael, is it?
It yeah. is. Oh, it's dreadful. That's dreadful.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, if I...
Hear
if
the joy in him. Yeah. Oh, he's going to look like complete and total idiots now.
So now we know what his... If I only had a heart. Yeah, I tell you.
Oh, man. Is there any movie that you do watch over and over and over again?
Rocky. It's always Rocky
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
watch it enough times. I yeah. love it so, so much. I just keep watching
I was trying
it.
To think, is there any one for me? I mean, I do like the... I like the Ocean's movies, you know, Ocean's 11 and
yeah.
stuff like that, the Clooney and Brad Pitt and all them. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And I like the Batman, the later Batman movies
They're
with Christian Bale and stuff like that. But nothing on the scale of, like, Yvonne watches Jaws. I swear to God, I would imagine that Yvonne's viewings of Jaws, right?
Yeah.
I would say it could be in triple figures.
It's mental, isn't it?
I swear, honest to God, and Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
They could be in triple figures. Like
I heard
in
she has a lot to in common with killer reptiles and sharks. I didn't hear that. I'm not afraid of you, Vaughn. Sorry, I didn't mean any of that.
But it's mad. Is there, Mike, have you got one? Is there one you'd watch over and over and over again? Is there?
Yeah, I'd be similar to Yvonne on the Jurassic Park thing, Jurassic Park 1.
Yeah.
And Shawshank Redemption. I've probably watched that more times than I even remember.
That's a good one to have, actually.
That is, yeah. There's certain ones that just, I don't know what it is about them. They get in under your skin.
Yeah.
I've been watching Rocky since I was 5. Or something. Like, I'm watching the same movie for 40 years. You'd think I'd get over myself.
The biggest shock is that you're still surprised at the end.
I still can't believe he doesn't win the fight. I think if I watch it enough times, one of these days, he'll actually win it.
Yeah. Go on, Rocky. Go on.
No, next time we'll get him. We'll get him next time. Watch Rocky 2. No, not till he wins this one.